Where in the Bible will I find whether it was love or fear that motivated those on Pentecost to obey the gospel? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman. And for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Was it love that caused those Jews on Pentecost to say unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" That is, what shall we do to be saved? They did not love the Lord. They had rejected and crucified the Lord, Acts 2:36 and 37. Was it love that caused Saul of Tarsus to say, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Saul did not love the Lord. He was persecuting the Lord. Acts 9, verses 5 and 6 tell us that. Fear initially motivates one to obey the first principles of the gospel. When one grows, however, in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, he or she begins to love deity more and more, and love motivates one more and more to keep the commandments of God. Love and fear, in the sense of dread or terror, are not compatible. Love and that kind of fear do not go hand in hand. John writes, "There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because in fear there is torment. He who fears has not been made perfect in love." 1 John 4:18. But did not Solomon teach, by inspiration, that we're to fear God and keep His commandments? Ecclesiastes 12:13. The answer is clearly yes. But there is a different kind of fear that is taught in Scripture, and that is reverential fear, reverential respect and awe. That kind of fear is to be characteristic of the child of God all of his life. And so love and reverential fear are compatible. But love and dread and terror, that kind of fear, love and that kind of fear are not compatible. We're told that we love God because He first loved us. But before we can love God, we must first love our brethren. Else how can we love God whom we have not seen, and not love our brother whom we have seen? 1 John 4:19 and 20. By this we know we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments, John wrote in 1 John 5, verse 2. If we delight in the love of the Lord, we will walk in the light as He is in the light, and His blood will cleanse us from all sin, 1 John 1, 7. When we become Christ-like, that is, a Christian, we will not think of His commandments as grievous nor burdensome, but count those commandments as a pleasure to obey. Why was God so well pleased with His only begotten Son? Christ said, "He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please Him." John 8:29. Now, those Jews on Pentecost were told to be baptized for the remission of sin, Acts 2:38. When they realized they had been guilty of crucifying the Son of God, no doubt they were filled with dread and terror. But that dread and terror began to change to gratitude and love, to reverential fear, when they were told that there was a way out, that the loving Savior had provided the means by which they might be forgiven of their sins and one day enjoy heaven as their eternal home. Saul of Tarsus was told to arise and be baptized to wash away his sins, Acts 22:16. And it is baptism that puts one into Christ, Galatians 3:27. It is baptism that allows one to be added to the church by the Lord Himself, the church over which He is head, and of which He is the Savior, Ephesians 5:23. Without baptism, one stands outside the body of Christ.